Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My pleasure to be able to spend some time with you, to continue to be with you. Coming up on 11 years, next week, we're going to celebrate our 11th anniversary. I can't wait for that. One of the guys who's been with me almost as long as I've been here is our good buddy Ken Lebo. I introduce you to his book, his very first book. It was, in fact, I think it might have even been a three-ring binder back in those days. 300 incredible things to do on the internet. I've actually got my original book here that when he actually had the finished version bound. I've got my original one. Goes way, all the way back, probably 8, 9, or 10 years ago. And since then, he's come a long way, written a couple of dozen books or maybe three dozen on incredible things you can do on the internet depending on who you are and what you like to do. And he's become one of the smartest guys and one of the most knowledgeable guys about how to use the web for your business and personal benefit. He's our good friend Ken Lebo. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Always good to be with you. Do me a favor. Hold on to that book because you never know. In another 10 years, it may be worth something as an antique.
I know it. And see, it's actually signed now. See, when I tell people, whenever I'm traveling around and I'm signing my books, I tell people, you know, this will get you an extra 50 cents in 100 years, just having the signature on it.
There you go.
So, anyway, thanks for being here, Ken. I know one of the things you want to talk about today is social media. Now, Ken, I've been kind of a Luddite, a little bit of a troglodyte when it comes to social media, because it's, you know, I've been around a while and I've got a few gray hairs, and so I'm not a digital native, and all this social media stuff was building, and I was observing it, but I was having a hard time seeing how it was benefiting businesses, and so what I've decided, Ken, I want you to get your thoughts on this. Is that social media is and the social networking sites, what's going to happen there is where it's been kind of a fad and it's been kind of a, you know, one of those exciting things to do like when we had websites, when we first had websites, but over time it's going to evolve into an essential tool for businesses, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I'll say a couple of things. One is you brought up a key word, observe. If you don't want to jump in with 2 feet right now, I recommend every business person at least be an observer and have an open mind, because quite honestly, some of this stuff you'll see is strange. It really is. Now, but let's go back.
And also the activity is a little bit incongruous with the activity of a business owner.
Absolutely. And someone that's, let's just put an age on, someone that's say 35 and older. Maybe you even want to go lower age, 30 and older.
Yeah, I'm like, what, I'm 30, you and I are like, what, 37, 38 or something?
Yeah, we're growing old together.
Yeah.
But hey, let's go back just 5 years and look at one thing, the word blog. You know, back then, that was the techies starting out doing blogging. Now, right. If you watch mainstream media, you turn on CNN, let's say, all they're talking about is blogging. So In 5 years, it's gone from a techie type of a thing now to everybody's basically doing it.
And something called the blogosphere.
There you go. So, again, we have to have an open mind. And I say, you know, if you don't want to jump in right now, at least be an observer, whether you're reading the newspaper, you're reading newsletters, the Wall Street Journal, because they're all writing about it. So at least read about it so you're not totally blind about it.
Right.
And the other good thing, the other interesting thing is, and of course we're all trying to save money in this economy, is a lot of this stuff is free. You don't have to spend money to apply it. So whether it's a blog or something that's, I love this term, I just read this the other day, alpha geek. You know, a lot of products are in beta.
Yeah.
Well, now there's a site called Twitter, which you may have heard of.
Yeah, I have. I've actually been there. Aren't you proud of me?
There you go. and they say, well, these are alpha geeks that are really excited about this product now. But maybe in another 5 years, every business person or every person will be using a site like that. You just never know. And again, to use a site like that, it's free. And what is it? It's a way to communicate with people. That's all it is.
Well, here's the thing. That's exactly right. I mean, we've got a couple of generations, and I'm splitting everybody under 35 kind of into two. They're really in two generations. You know, you've got some of the Gen Xers, and then we got the Gen Ys. You know, the people who are 35 are in a little different generation than the people who are 19 or 20. And even though they're still considered to be young people, but all those generations, all those groups communicate with each other much differently than you and I did when we were that age, Ken. I mean, it's totally different. It's a new world. It's like a new dimension almost.
Well,
if businesses aren't prepared, I mean, look what happened to John McCain's campaign. Got run over by that technology with regard to Obama. Obama's
right.
campaign, if there's one thing businesses ought to do, and I said this earlier this weekend, is businesses should learn a lesson. Because one of the reasons why Obama won is he used the new technology, and the McCain campaign didn't.
You're absolutely correct. You know, I was actually listening to your interview with Ivan Meisner, which I think you did last week.
Right.
And you were mentioning, you were talking about that campaign. And one of the things that you didn't mention, and I put onto my phone, I have an iPhone. His campaign had an iPhone application. And you could actually...
Obama's campaign.
Right.
Yeah.
And one of the things you could do on that was, say, call your friends... And what it did was it sorted it in state order by priority of state you needed to call or person you needed to call in that state for battleground states. So they
right.
put technology into the iPhone. It was amazing. And,
yeah.
of course, they had a little donate button at the bottom of your iPhone.
Yeah.
So you have to use technology. He is a shining example of using technology to make something happen.
So let's think about a business that might be out there. Let's say it's a retail business, and of course every day that goes by, more of our customers are younger, and fewer of them are older. That, you know, that's just the way of things, right?
That's
and
right.
So what if I told you, ladies and gentlemen, that the younger generations are not going to shop the way their mothers and fathers did? What if I told you that they don't really want to go wandering around in a mall or in a store? What if they only wanted to be notified when something was available? Are you capable? Do you have the technology in place? Do you know who they are and where they live to be able to notify them if they gave you that permission? What do you think, Ken?
Absolutely. And I'm going to mention a few sites, a few services in that regard.
Hold on to that thought, Ken. I'm going to let you do that when we come back after these messages. Because we have to, on the bottom of our little window here, Ken, it says sell some things. And so you don't have to donate, folks. Just listen to these messages. And I, Ken and Lebo, and I will be back on the other side of these messages 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Nothing, oh, nothing is going
Little Del Shannon bringing this back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are askjim.biz. That's our knowledge base. And then our brand spanking new website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I know it sounds like the same place I've sent you for the last 11 years, and it is, but the site's new. The address hasn't changed since 1997, but the website's brand spanking new, and just been up over the weekend. And so check it out. Use it to your advantage. Wear it out. Take it out for a test drive. I hope you'll take advantage of all the things we made there. And just like the other one, and just like as far as I'm concerned, my plan is to always make whatever we have available to you without cost. Totally no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in, hang out with us, and use our stuff. Ken Lebo is our guest. He's all over both of our websites. He's contributed so much to us over the years. Ken is the author of 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet and all the other books, and he is one of the World Wide Web's top experts. Ken, you were just telling us a little bit about some of the locations, some of the resources that are available out there.
Well, I'm going to give you one that everybody has heard of and one that probably a lot of people haven't heard of. One everyone's heard of is Facebook. And a lot of business people say, well, why would I want to be on there? Well, your customers are probably on there, whether they're 15 or they're 50. It doesn't matter. A lot of people are on there. And interestingly enough, you can, if they're on there, you can communicate with them in seconds.
Yeah.
So you can get out a really quick blurb to people. So you were talking about a retail store. Well, maybe you have a sale going on and you just want people to know. And one of the places you can let them know is in a little box when you sign on to Facebook and say, hey, we're having a 20% off sale today. Mention that you saw it on Facebook and you'll get that 20%, whatever. Now, that's a site that everyone's heard of. And we mentioned Obama. Guess what? He had 2.5 million people following him on Facebook. So
wow. You're
out there. People will follow you. The site that probably a lot of people haven't heard of, and I had to have an open mind about this site because I saw people talking about it and a little crazy, is Twitter, twitter.com.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. If you don't use it, please do yourself a favor as a business person. Go out there and set up your website URL, like mine is twitter.com/KenLebo, because if it becomes mainstream in the next 2 to 5 years, you don't want someone claiming your website.
Like the early .coms, yeah.
Exactly. Because twitter.com.
So how do you do that, Ken?
Just go there, sign up.
Go to Twitter.
Go to Twitter, sign up. It's free. And just at least at a minimum, put your name on the URL. Again, twitter.com/KenLebo. So put your name on it. Put your business name on it. You don't want someone else claiming it.
Right.
Because once they claim it, it's theirs.
Hmm.
Now, interestingly enough...
And you don't have to go through ICANN for that, right?
It's no.
Just
it's just a Twitter thing. It literally takes about 1 minute to do. Now, people out there might be saying, well, what is Twitter? It's a way to... They call it microblogging, but it's a way to quickly communicate with people, and people follow you. So, Jim, I know you have a large, loyal base of listeners.
Mm-hmm.
If you let them know that you post information on Twitter... They may sign up, if they're not already signed up, and they will follow you, and your postings will automatically come to them.
Right.
So it's a way. It's another tool, another way.
Well, I actually have, you know, twitter.com/JimBlessingGame.
Mm-hmm.
We have that.
So, you know, again, it's just another tool. So if you add up Facebook, if you add up Twitter, you add up Flickr, you add up YouTube, all of a sudden, and these are all free. That's the beauty of this thing.
And this is where these are all the multiple touch points that people are using, and not just young generation anymore, that people are using to find the people they want to listen to find the things that they want to read, to find the things they're interested in, to stay connected to friends. How do you, but with all this social media and all these different people pinging you and tweeting you, I guess it's called, and responding to your Facebook and your LinkedIn page and all that sort of thing, here's the question, Ken, how do you stay true to all those and still get any work done?
Very good question.
Isn't that the magic question?
That's a very good question. And you have to say to yourself, I believe in this technology. And if you don't believe it, well, then just don't do it. But if you believe in it, then you have to be committed to it. And you may have to work a little bit of overtime. You may be doing it at night just to figure it out. Okay, even though it's free and it's easy to use, just to figure out, well, how do I use it? Because a few months ago I started using Twitter and I wasn't a believer. And I'm still on the fence, quite honestly.
Yeah.
But at the same time, a lot of people are using it. So that being in the technology world.
But see, here's the thing. And we go back to the observe thing, Ken. This is what I think is so important for us to point out. Is, you know, I remember when people said, websites, who needs a website? People aren't going to keep doing that. Well, you know what? Now a website is not all that big a deal. Nobody writes a press release anymore to say, here's my website. A website is a tool, but all these things that we've been talking about, they're becoming tools, not just some fad thing to have. I mean, I can imagine the newspaper people saying, you know, Marconi's an idiot. That radio thing's never going to work.
That's right.
You know, so go ahead.
And let me just give you one other thing as an example, and I don't like to keep talking about Twitter, but as an example, if you use it and you post information to it, which you can do it from your cell phone, you can do it from while you're sitting in front of your computer.
Right.
You can put that little application on your website and it automatically appears. So
right.
It's a way to disseminate very quickly information to your viewers, to your readers.
Exactly. Hey, Ken, give us your website. Tell us how we can find more about you.
It's Lebow.com, LEEBOW.com.
And is that where they can find all your books?
Absolutely.
Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for the good job.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Ken Lebow, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Do you say the same words to someone else? dance when I'm not there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.